Every weekend from April through early November, hundreds of motorcyclists gather in a different American city with the same goal, to raise money for kids with cancer. Eddie James, one of this year's organizers, says the idea began 24 years ago with a few motorcyclists outside Atlanta, Georgia.
They had a friend whose daughter was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and people were surprised to learn that pediatric brain tumors are the number one cancer killer of children in the country. They thought, well, let's see if we can get a bunch of our friends together, go for a ride, raise some funds, and that's really what, you know, lit the spark for this.
Today, the Ride for Kids supports the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. Each ride is a local affair with local organizers and riders from around the area. One of the motorcycle groups participating in this Ride for Kids near Baltimore is Women on Wheels, or WOW. As members Lisa Strang and Shirley Windsor explain, they raise money by collecting fabric with pictures of motorcycles, using it to create a quilt, and raffling it off.
We start all year long looking for material that's got motorcycles on it. And that's kind of our, we travel around the country and just look for motorcycle material and then make a quilt from it.
We make a quilt for a double bed and we raffle tickets at $5 each. And last year we raised $1,700 and this year about $1,200. It's just a great thing to do and you can't beat the cause. So it's all about the kids. It's for the kids.
Windsor says a bond develops between bikers and the children and their families during Ride for Kids.
What hooked me, this is my third year. The first year I was there, one of the mothers came up and said to me, this is my son, and he's here because of you all. And I'm here as long as I can ride.
Event volunteers at the registration tables ring bells each time $1,000 is donated.
And you watch these registration tables and people just dumping out money and coins and dollars. I mean, it's so grassroots and they just bring everything they can and it's fabulous.
Kim Gumabe is here with her husband, daughter, and son Ethan, a cancer survivor. She watches as motorcycles pull into the huge parking lot of a local shopping mall, lining up in rows so long you can't see to the end of them. 8-year-old Ethan is excited about taking part in the charity ride parade, sitting with one of the cyclists or in a sidecar.
You usually ride on the side. It's cool.
As a police car escort pulls into position, lights flashing, bikers climb onto their motorcycles and get ready to ride. The children are snug in sidecars, attached to the lead bikes.
Well, it's good to be in sidecars because if you come to a bump, you won't fall out.
8-year-old Eric Rika is ready to go. He's riding with older sister Maggie, who has a brain tumor. Their mother, Kathy Rika, says the start of the ride, when bikes pull out one by one, is hard to describe.
It's extremely emotional. Yeah, it's extremely emotional. Once you see all those riders take off from out there, I mean, you'll get overwhelmed.
The 2007 Baltimore, Washington Ride for Kids raised over $200,000. The money will go towards pediatric brain tumor research, new, less invasive therapies, and support programs for kids with cancer. I'm Mary Sainer in Columbia, Maryland.